both to these tilted things, and we get exactly the same form we got before, except everything has now got a tilde on top of it. And the one nice thing is that our big matrix A becomes a matrix lambda, which is the A in this new coordinate system, which is now a diagonal matrix. So we're going to find it much easier to understand how to solve this problem with a diagonal matrix there than with a non-diagonal matrix there. In fact, the solution is obviously trivial. You just take, if we have a diagonal matrix, the minimum is just gotten by taking the ith component of B tildes and dividing it by lambda I. That is the that is the minimum of this quadratic form. So we will find out the fact that we have to divide by lambda I to be very important. This illustrates extremely well something which I could have illustrated earlier, which is why, not only why eigenvalues are important, but why the ratio of the largest eigenvalue to the smallest eigenvalue is important. Because that's called the condition number of the matrix, is the ratio of the largest to the smallest eigenvalue. The reason is that it sort of gives you the scale of the problem, because this formula here shows that the small eigenvalues, when I divide by them, are going to give very large shifts in this coordinate system. And the large eigenvalues are going to give relatively small shifts. So I have to find a numerical formalism that's capable of generating relatively small numbers, B1 over lambda 1, because lambda 1 is the biggest eigenvalue, as well as Bn over lambda n, where n, lambda n is the smallest eigenvalue. And as the ratio of lambda max to lambda min goes like 1 over h squared, where h is the grid spacing, this is going to be, these condition numbers typically very, very big. I mean, these are millions. I mean, the typical condition number of a real problem can be tens of thousands of millions to much greater. So the ratio of these eigenvalues is some very big number.